Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, people.
Welcome back to the Room Wheels Show, the Room Wheels Podcast. Yes, we do what we do, but we're back and we're here to talk sense. Back. That's what we're here to talk about. Information this week, a lot of things have been dropping. Deji's talking about comeback.
Oh, yeah, Deji.
You see, Giz promoting again, getting everyone hyped. Tommy pulled out the fight against Jake Paul. So yeah, the YouTube boxing thing is thriving right now. There's a lot of buzz going on. I see Slim and Deji chatting as well.
Oh, they've been chatting?
Yeah, they've been bickering. So it's been a little exciting week. And obviously in the traditional world, where we really get our interest is definitely popping. Lightweight division, heavyweight division.
Yeah. This year's been the greatest year for boxing, I think.
It's been good. It could have been better. Some fights could have been made, weren't made, but it's been good.
Everyone got good boxing this year.
The crowd's coming back as well. Yeah. Big deal.
Big deal.
Because it was good to see the audience again. It was good to hear the sing-alongs.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to hear the, you know, all of that, man. The atmospheres, everything. Big fights. Joshua Usyk managed to get everyone back in their arena. Yeah. These things are looking impossible this time last year. What are you telling me, Lee? What do you think about this, Tommy?
Tommy, you know it is.
Yeah, tell the people
if
how you feel.
His rib is really broken, then yeah, I understand he has to pull out.
I hear
he has to pull out from that point, but I think his brother, man, I think Tyson Fury about it. I think his brother needs to go too hard on him. Tyson Fury's not a coach, you're a fighter, and you're an active fighter.
Yeah, and one who is hard sometimes when you can do things.
Yeah,
and next you can't do things.
Exactly.
Because you're doing things to your level.
See, when he had the medicine,
slamming them.
That really bruised his rib then. He goes OTT. I think he's going OTT. I think he's too excited, isn't it? He won't make a good coach.
Man. He was just trying to help his bro. But you know how Jake would be like, I ain't fighting you unless your brother is involved. And that. You know how Jake, he's smart. So he wants to maximise the eyes.
But he's doing the big bro thing.
I know.
Roughing him up, toughening him up.
You get a win. No, it looked like, listen, the medicine ball video. Yeah. He don't look comfortable.
But man was wincing.
Yeah. That is not how the exercise is supposed to look. That is supposed to be a calm thing where a man's got you're just firming it. But good thing you didn't back out the stick, you know.
Oh my gosh.
You know that Pacquiao never.
Or even when you put your hand behind
him, and they're giving him the thumps.
Yeah, nah.
But you know what, I don't think he'll get an opportunity to fight Jake again.
Nah, he might have missed the bus.
The way Jake's sounding is like, yo, I'm moving on
to the next
after this anyway.
On to the next.
I know you don't really want to fight Tyrone again.
He doesn't want to fight him, but venue's being paid for, booked. You know what I'm saying? Training camp, people need to pay per view set up, sales need to, you know what I'm saying? He has to fight someone.
Listen, man speaking from injury, Tommy, wish man a speedy recovery.
Speedy recovery.
It's long. And hopefully you get back in the ring, you can do your thing. I don't think Jake will be there, though, for that fight next year, unless some real hype is built again.
I think Tommy will need to fight someone.
Yeah, and demolish them.
Demolish them.
It can't be a struggle to because man will just make a video out of it.
Yeah, so, and mock you.
And mock you, so it's long. But what do you think about Tyron, Jake, rematch? What are you thinking?
I think Jake's going to win.
Same way or collapsing this time?
Same sort of similar way. I think, I've got a feeling that Woodley's is going to gas out. The prep. I don't think his body's conditioned to get ready for 2 weeks.
Like that, 2 weeks time. And like he's not a boxer.
Yeah, he's not a boxer. He doesn't know how to box, innit? He doesn't know how to box.
He done well last time.
He done well, but
he just was.
There's things that he shouldn't be doing that he didn't do. Yeah. There's no jabs. There's no cut in the ring. He's gonna try and go. He's gonna try and put the pace on him.
And then gas out.
Yeah, gas out. Jake just needs to move with the jab.
that's it, and he will, and he will.
He will.
I think if he puts the pressure on and he don't get the finish, then we're going to see him get tired.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like, I found out a short notice.
You know what he's got to do? Same thing Anthony Yard done to Lindon. Stick just it on him from
out
the get-go.
On smoke. Come yeah. out. Just from, you can't wait for the belt.
Yeah, you can't wait.
That's what he needs to be on. But then again, Yard was prepared. He was fit. He knew what he was going into. He didn't find out 2 weeks before.
Jake can't really do his mind games as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's done.
That's done. That's too short.
It's happened.
So.
And he knows you.
Yeah.
So that can't run.
Yeah. He can't afford to lose. If he loses, then what? I don't want to see him. I don't want to hear from him ever again.
What if Terrence? Yeah.
I don't want to see or hear from him ever again.
Who drop a
He better go somewhere in Argentina. Argentina, go and live there. Somewhere like that.
I don't want him running.
I don't want to hear his name ever again. But is he Hall of Fame in UFC?
Not yet. I feel like they will do it.
No. If he loses,
you don't think they'll lock it off?
No.
They'll lock it off. Lee's saying his Hall of Fame.
Say that away.
It's on the line.
No.
It's on the line. No. Now, it's interesting. It is interesting because I think he can do it. And we might see the first trilogy in this whole YouTube boxing thing. Oh, who knows? It's never been a trilogy.
That's true.
It could be the first trilogy. Tyrone could come out on smoke. There has to be a first.
He will love that payday.
Bro.
What?
I honestly think Tyrone and Jake 3, with Jake getting moved to in the second, is bigger than JJ and Logan.
It will be.
It just brings a different
dynamic.
And yeah, like this has never been here before.
That's true.
This has never been here before. Yeah.
Woodley needs to move to Jake.
Yeah, if Woodley does it, that sounds good. He creates a trilogy. There's never been that.
That sounds good.
You know what I'm saying? And people always want to have that. If it's two, they want to make it three.
Yeah.
And you know, JJ and Logan could have made the three, but life went different ways. Them man are only going to fight. Jake's only trying to fight. I don't think he's trying to cut anywhere right now. Really, especially if Tyrone gets the W.
If he gets the W in a good way, a good fashion, stopping him, hitting him with a body shot, makes him drop, he has to come back for the trilogy.
He has to. And that's super bread.
Super.
You know, that's when you guys super levels. Tyrone might be his motivation.
That might be his motivation. That's true.
Because same way it was like Mayweather and Maradona. Close. Maradona secured the bag.
Yeah.
The second time again, but he didn't put up enough to get.
Yeah.
To get free.
Yeah.
Tyrone was thinking, yo, I got called to make mad bread more than I did in my prime. Mm-hmm. I'm getting called again. If I thump him I get called again.
Trust me, his wife's happy, man.
He's living.
Red panty night, isn't it?
Getting them checks. Listen, he's at the top of his game. Right now, he's at the top of his game, but I hope that's a good scrap anyway. December 18th.
Wait, what's your prediction? What's your prediction, Jake? Yeah, is that what you're sticking with?
Is that now? I'm thinking of trilogy and the money.
I told you that trilogy.
The bag now is the motivation behind the bag. Yeah,
the bag
that is. Because
you know that the third fight, whatever you got for this one, you're getting double.
That's a deeper motivation.
Double.
That is a deeper motivation.
To have your third show. And prepare for the third one. Earn your preparation.
And everyone's saying that he didn't have the killer instinct in him. When he should have put Jake away, he didn't put him away.
He watched him. Mm. So he might be a young thing for real.
Yeah, nah.
You never know.
With the trilogy in mind and the P at stake.
With the P at stake.
Bro, Jake is steak.
for real, Philly. Mignon.
Bro,
trust me. All the white bits on that trust steak. Me. Premium cut. But yeah, man. That is us. That's our prediction for the fight that's coming up, December 18th, last minute rearrangement. And right now we're going to record to talk about the real boxing world. So get me, make sure you're liking and subscribing, make sure you're hitting up the streaming platforms. I see we're on 12,000 subscribers now, which is good.
We're steady.
Hopefully 2022, we can definitely do a mad thing. Have our gross go up, have everything go up. And yeah, I think that's what we'll do. Love to the people.